Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav. Ein Paichasin Me'asara Malchias Me'asara Zichronis Me'asara Shofaris. We do not say less than 10 psukim by Malchias, 10 psukim by Zichronos, and 10 psukim by Shofaris. By the different parts of the Musaf davening, we're supposed to mention the 10 psukim that have to do with each one of them. And the Gemara says the source for the 10 is either the 10 Hilulim by David HaMelech by Halu Kel B'Kodshoi, where it says over there Halu B'Seiko Shofar. So it says 10 times Halalu, or the 10 Ma'amaros that the world was created with, where Hashem says Vayomer 10 times to create the world, or the Aseres HaDibros. And the 10 psukim that were said by each one obviously had to do with the Inyan. So the Malchus is Hashem's kingdom, and that's the psukim that talk about that, and how we're Mamlechim, and he's the Melech, and Zichronos is remembering all the Maaseh B'nai Adam, and the Shofaros is the Gilui Shechina, when the Shechina is revealed, it's accompanied with the call of the Shofar. So in each of these, we have 10 psukim, like we have in the davening. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer im Omer Shalosh Shalosh Mikulan Yatzer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that B'di'eved, if you would say 3 on each of them, meaning 3 psukim by Malchus, 3 psukim by Zichronos, and 3 psukim by Shofaros, you're also Yatzer B'di'eved. And the reason the 3 works B'di'eved, the Gemara says, because it's Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, or Kohanim, Levi'im V'Yisraelim. Nevertheless, if you just say 3 psukim by each one, you're Yatzer B'di'eved. And the Rav says Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri on this. Ein maskirin zikaron malchus v'shofar shel peronis. However, we do not mention zikaron malchus v'shofar of any type of peronis, any types of punishments or difficult times or things like that. And the Rav brings different psukim that could have been brought, and we don't bring them. Psukim in Yecheskel and so on. Maschil b'torah u'mashlim b'navi. So in each set, whether it's Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros, you always start with the psukim of the Torah, u'mashlim b'navi. So you'd say Torah, and then you'd have 3 psukim of Torah, 3 psukim of Nevi'im, and the Tanakhama holds, you would then have 4 psukim of Navi, because we have to have 10 in each. That's the lechatchila, like we said. So since you have to get to that number 10, so the last one, Navi, should have 4 psukim there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im hishlam b'torah yatzer. The Gemara actually learns, Rabbi Yossi means here, is that you should finish with Torah, meaning you should say the same order. First, in each set, you would have 3 psukim of Torah, and then you would have 3 psukim of Ksuvim, and then you would also, Rabbi Yossi would agree, you'd have 3 psukim of Navi. But then you would have pasuk number 10 would be Torah. And really, the Girsa, the Rav says, should be im hishlam b'navi yotzer. And if that last one you did like the Tanakhama says to do, which means where that last pasuk was kept as Navi, so you had 4 psukim of Navi, you're still Yatzer B'di'eved. But L'chadchila Rabbi Yossi holds that the extra pasuk that's put at the end should go back and be a pasuk from the Torah.